His wife, Marissa A. Rodriguez, has stood by him, calling the deaths a horrific accident. The Bronx District Attorney, Darcel D. Clark, immediately charged Mr. Rodriguez with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide based on a sworn complaint from the police. Ms. Clark has not commented on her reasons for moving so quickly in Mr. Rodriguez's case, which is one of the first of its kind in her borough. It remains unclear if Ms. Clark will bring Mr. Rodriguez's case to a grand jury and seek an indictment. Her office is continuing to investigate the case with the police, a spokeswoman, Patrice O'Shaughnessy, said. And Mr. Rodriguez is due back in court today. Ms. Rollins said her organization had identified 494 deaths involving caregivers who, like Mr. Rodriguez, said they were not aware they had left their babies in hot cars. In 43% of those cases, no charges were filed. In 32% of the cases, the caregiver was charged and convicted. And in 11% of the cases, the person was charged with a crime, but the judge or jury didn't convict. The other 14% accounts for cases that are still open or the status is unknown. The deaths are typically caused by a glitch in how the human memory operates, said David Diamond, a psychology professor at the University of South Florida who studies these cases. When people drive familiar routes, they can go on autopilot, an habitual state of mind that suppresses their ability to remember they had made a plan, he said. For prosecutors, the critical questions are whether evidence exists that the parent meant to harm their children or knew that they were placing their children in danger, legal experts said. There has to be some degree of intent to make conduct criminal. There always has to be some mens rea, some knowledge, intent, awareness, said James Lowen, a professor at Fordham University School of Law in the Bronx, using the Latin legal term. In Ohio, the Warren County prosecutor, David Fornshell, said he decided not to charge a woman back in 2017 who had left her 15-month-old baby inside her car with fatal results. He was ultimately convinced it was an accident in part because a security video showed how horrified the mother was when she learned she had not dropped her baby off at daycare as she had thought. There's nothing as a prosecutor that you are ever going to be able to do to that parent that is going to come close to what that parent is going to have to live with for the rest of their life, Mr. Fornshell said in an interview. In Oneida County in upstate New York, the district attorney, Scott McNamara, said he spent 2 months investigating whether there was any hint of malfeasance that could explain why Officer Mark Fanfarillo would leave his infant, Michael, in a hot car after dropping his older brother off at a different daycare. He said he couldn't find any.